Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
A surprise to break up the chatter. And you know what? I needed a surprise like this. Joining us right now is a guy that when people ask me who my favorite Yankee is, I'm throwing his name out there because I got to meet the guy a few years back. He was listening to Steve Summers. He started listening to me. I found out he was following me online. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know he had an Instagram. And he's got a softball game coming up, and I missed it the last 2 years because I was moving, and I'm so excited to play in this game this year. Joining us right now, 5-1, burn, baby, burn, Bernie Williams.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. You're playing this year, right?
I am playing this year. This year, I signed a 2-year lease in my apartment. I'm in there.
That's awesome, man. 2 years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, you played, and you did a great job. I think we won, and you had a very important part in that win. So we need you back, man.
Yeah, I homered in my first at bat, and then I was running down some fly balls, and then I did an interview, and they put a young lady out in left field. And then when I got back into the dugout with Mariano Rivera is like, hey, man, where you at? What were you doing? I was like, I was doing an interview with Chris DeStefano. He's like, no more interviews. We need you in the outfield. I'm like, yes, sir.
Yeah, like, oh, he comes there every year, and he definitely wants to win. He does not want to lose that game. So, yeah, it's always a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of great people this year, so it's going to be amazing.
Let's talk about the guest list. I've got it in front. So I'll read it and you can add any other people to it. I've got the preliminary guys right now. We're talking a lot about the Knicks. Stephon Marbury will be there. I'm actually watching Mets Classic from May 28th, 2013, and they just interviewed Doc Gooden. Doc Gooden will be there. My guy, Nikki Cass. Everybody knows Nikki Cass. He does great TikToks and Instagram videos. The Scarlatta Twins, I was just with them Saturday in Brooklyn. Jim Leyritz, Shane Spencer, Josh Segura, Ryan Christopher. Let's see if I can keep going. John Jastrzemski, we all know John from WFAN and now The Ringer. The Bronx Zoo creator, my guy Jake Kosak. Sweeney Murdy, we all know Sweeney Murdy as well. There's a large group of people. I'm sure I'm forgetting some people.
Yeah, we have he's a former NFL All-Pro kicker, Mr. Richie Cunningham from the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I see him as well.
I've been playing golf with him lately. Yes, he's such a great guy. I'm so glad that he was able to make it.
So tell everybody what the cause is and what you've been doing this for. This is the 9th annual Bernie Williams Day Celebrity Charity Softball Game and All-Star Concert.
Yeah, it gets bigger and bigger every year. We support a lot of causes in the area, especially around Richfield, Danbury, all this area here in Connecticut, some of it as well in New York. I'm so fortunate to have the opportunity to do this. I think this is going to be the ninth event, ninth year. Overwhelmed with the support that I've gotten all these years. We do the softball game, and then right after the softball game, we do a concert with my band. And I tell you, we have a lot of great guests, mostly from the jazz realm. We have Mr. Emmett Cohen from Life at Emmett's House. I mean, I know if you know anything about music in New York, that is the place to be for all the young and all ages musicians. Everybody that is in the scene right now, in the music scene, they all have perform at Emmett's House in Manhattan. So he is actually a co. He was a classmate of mine at Manhattan School of Music, and that's when I knew him. He was doing his master's, I think, at 17 years old, and I was doing my undergrad at 45. But he was just a virtuoso musician, and we're so glad to have him in the band. Dan Orlando is going to be there. I think also we're going to have the privilege to have back in the band Mr. Richie Cannata, which is one of my mentors. He was actually the first person that put the band together for me back in, I mean, I would say a long time ago. And he has gotten through a lot of things in his life, you know, health-wise. And we are so glad to have him back with us. It's such a blessing to have him in. He's just a great musician and even better person. So just a few of the people that we're going to have in. It's always a great event. A lot of people show up, even on the stands. They all try to get a glimpse of all the people that show up. Some of my ringers, you know, coming in to play the game, and they, you know, stay for the concert. And it's just a great event and a great day. It's a long day, but so much worth it.
Yeah, it was fun. When I went out there, it was like you play the game during the day, and then we break, and you eat, and then the sun is setting, and you guys are playing all types of music and just setting the vibe. It's awesome. Jake Peavy played in the game and then also got on stage with you guys last time, so I'm looking forward to it. And Bernie, you just said you studied music, so go back for some people, because there's some people that think that you're not really a musician, that you don't really play the guitar, that you're just booking these things because you're Bernie Williams. But this is a passion, and I've got a ton of respect for people that can, you know, play a sport and also play an instrument, because my two things growing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Up was always sports and music.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me, talk about this. You know, my background, I grew up in Puerto Rico, and my mom was an educator. And she and my father, they both believe in the sound mind and the sound body. All of these sports and music and art-related activities were basically geared towards making us well-rounded. Me and my brother, he's a lawyer down in Puerto Rico. My brother is, and he's also a cellist. So we had a great opportunity to be exposed to a lot of things. I just happened to choose baseball because I had a great opportunity when I was very young, and just kind of saw it, all the way in. Retired, at 37, and then I went back to music, to the Manhattan School of Music, and got an undergrad degree, a bachelor's in jazz performance. So, with my activities, trying to help, the team as much as I can, in spring training and trying to root for them. I'm talking about the Yankees, of course. I spend, a big chunk of my time playing music outside. I've been playing literally all over the world. Literally, I've been to Egypt, London, Bordeaux, France, South Africa, playing great music and having an opportunity to meet with a whole lot of great people. So I'm so fortunate to have this opportunity to have a, great career in my mind. I just had so much fun playing baseball with the Yankees, part of all those, all those championships, and to kind of do a 180 degree and turn around and become, have an opportunity to pursue music, as seriously as I can, and become the best musician that I can. I'm just kind of living the dream, man.
Yeah, you're a great athlete, a great musician, and a great person, Bernie. The thing that I tell people is how humble you are and how you treat everybody with the same respect. So I know you'll do that when people come out. It's Saturday, June 14th. At the Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut. Ridgefieldplayhouse.org is how you find out the info and go buy your tickets. Ridgefieldplayhouse.org. I'll be there. A bunch of people will be there. We're going to play the game. We're going to have the food and the concert after and just kind of enjoy a Saturday in the summer. Hopefully the weather is good. And don't miss it. There's just a lot of cool people that come out. And then obviously Bernie Williams is the man of the hour. You get to see him play, and you also get to see him play the guitar. So, Bernie, anything else that you have to add? I'll ask you a question, and then I'll let you add anything. The Yankees were able to avoid the sweep and come out of, Dodger Stadium with one win. Some fans were overreacting because obviously we lost to the Dodgers in the World Series, but it's regular season baseball, right? What are your thoughts about just, losing a series in May and how different the teams will be and how much this won't really matter if we do have an actual World Series rematch this year?
Yeah, I think, you are right on point. I think, games in the regular season just sort of gives you a little bit of a measurement on, how to take a feel on the teams, that you're, perhaps will be able to play against in the postseason. I know there's a lot of things that come into play. I know that we are definitely playing these games, missing a lot of the Gerrit Cole, persona on the team. When that happened in spring training, I said, hey, man, this is a big, huge blow for the team. But with that said, the team has been able to have a tremendous season, so far. As I understand, they're first in the division. I know that we're always looking into playing in the postseason, which is, has been our motto every year, for the last, 20 years or so since I've been playing. So I would say, don't despair, don't get overwhelmed, don't overreact, it's still a long time to go during the regular season, and who knows what could happen. I know the Yankees always have the ability to restack, halfway through the season and try to get the missing pieces that they need to try to, get through and hopefully get an opportunity to win the World Series this year. With that said, I know that the Dodgers, in my mind, they are the team to beat. I think, they have the pitching, they have it sort of stacked up with the offense, especially with Otani, Mookie Betts, you got Freeman, and then you got everybody else in that team. They're very strong, but I believe that we have the team to beat them this year, and hopefully that'll be the case.
Bernie, you're the man. I got to plug the game again.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
the 9th annual Bernie Williams Day Celebrity Softball Game and All-Star Concert, Saturday, June 14th in Ridgefield, Connecticut. Go to ridgefieldplayhouse.org to get your tickets. There's a bunch of different packages where you could get a ticket just to attend the game or the game and concert. Check it out, ridgefieldplayhouse.org. I'll be playing in the game. There'll be a bunch of people up there from Doc Gooden, Stephon Marbury, Jim Leyrich, Shane Spencer, a lot of influencers as well, the Scarlatta Twins, Nikki Cass, our friends from WFAN, Sweeney Murdy, John Jastrzemski. Yeah, we'll all be out there, so we look forward to seeing you then. Bernie, anything else for the fans?
Thank you so much. Yeah, we have a slew of concerts. Well, I'm so fortunate to be able to play with the New York Philharmonic. They have a series of concerts in all the parks. I think Prospect Park, Central Park, Van Cortlandt, from the 3rd of June to the 7th. So this is happening next week. Also, I have on the 14th a concert just debuting one of my wines at the Millbrook Winery in Millbrook, New York. And, you know, obviously always trying to support, you know, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis and interstitial lung disease with BI, Boehringer Ingelheim, with my Tune Into Lung Health campaign. And I just, you know, trying to get people to go to my website and try to get some information on those events. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about them here.
Oh, I'm coming to the wine event. My wife loved it last year, and Forge just told me the date, so I'm going to text her during this next break. I think this year we're going to try and stay at a hotel or an Airbnb up there so we could stay the whole time, and hopefully the weather holds up. It rained a little bit on us, but it was fantastic. My wife still tells people about
it. Thank you so much. Hopefully the weather will hold up, but there's always a great event, and music is awesome, and then you get a chance to drink some good wine.
Bernie, you're the man. Burn, baby, burn, ladies and gentlemen. Bernie Williams on The Fan in New York.
Thank you so much, man. God bless you, and continued success.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.